Ghana is exploring ways to achieve energy peace of mind in the face of power cuts and their consequent inconvenience to consumers. To this end, government has developed a national strategy to increase the use of renewable energy, particularly solar, by 10% by 2020. Deputy Minister of Energy Alhaji Yunusuf Hussaini says though the use of renewable energy is not the solution to the erratic electricity supply, it is an alternative measure to reduce the load and complement hydro and thermal power. He was speaking at the launch of the first ever solar exhibition in Accra. Doreen Ampofo reports.
Ghana has over the years relied on hydroelectric power for the production of electricity. Electricity production from this source has not been reliable as the country has been experiencing frequent power cuts. The VRE, Electricity Company of Ghana, GridCo and other stakeholders have attributed the situation to numerous factors including the unavailability of gas from Nigeria and the breakdown of machines. Some frustrated power consumers hold the view that the recent power cuts is political. The Deputy Minister of Energy, Alhaji Yunusuf Hussaini, debunked this notion.
Consumers have lost confidence in the ability of government and by extension ECG, VRA and GRIKO to supply power. But these events came as isolated events. They were not planned. The challenges came as a result of two factors. One, the disruption of supply of gas to Ghana. So now Asmara Power Plant produces about 180 megawatts of power. So immediately you don't have gas, 280 megawatts of power is off. If you peak at 1,500 megawatts, any little disturbance in the system, you have to share it because you have to manage it. If not, your system will collapse. The breaking of the sky wire or the conductor in Akosombo discharged a lot of voltage into the system at Akosombo and brought the system to a halt. But the good thing I will tell Ghanaians is that when it stopped, it took the engineers and the technicians 3 hours to begin to restore life. That was not rational. The last one which occurred on the 21st of March occurred because we have a power exchange agreement with Republic of Cote d'Ivoire. When they don't have power, they also draw from us. So on that day, about 17 hours, two of their machines gave in and they lost power. They immediately activated the arrangement between us and drew 70 megawatts of power from Ghana. That decayed our power.
Alhaji Yunusuf Hussaini said government is committed to solving this problem. That is why it has come up with a national solar policy. He said in line with this, government has upgraded the renewable energy unit at the Ministry of Energy to a directorate.
What we are doing as a government is working assiduously to ensure that we increase the generation capacity of this country. And I can tell you that by June, end of July, about 230 megawatts of power will be added to the national grid. We are going to add into the renewable generation mix. And we are hoping that by 2020, we're not saying that 2020 will add 10%. Even the 10% is very ambitious.
The technical director of the Energy Commission, Dr. Nida Kwasante, said the use of renewable energy is full of promise as it is available everywhere. It is free and has no environmental hazards. The two-day exhibition has brought together stakeholders.
Doreen Ampofo reporting.